I gave a letter to the postman.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a very disturbing announcement from Joe Manchin. You know, I'm not talking about the Build Back Better bill. I'm not talking about the Voting Rights Act, both of which he opposes. He weasels around. Sometimes he says he's for him, but in the end, he chops away, and he's not for him. Neither is Kyrsten Sinema. But Manchin just made an announcement, which he then corrected, but the correction doesn't give me any comfort at all. He initially announced that he will not vote to confirm a Joe Biden Supreme Court nominee before the 2022 election, which is in November. There was an uproar. This is February. That election's in November. We are vetting right now a candidate. Biden will decide by the beginning of March. And what, he's not going to vote for it? And we only have 50 votes, so we wouldn't get through. He immediately corrected himself, and he said, I misspoke. What I meant to say is that I won't endorse a Joe Biden Supreme Court nominee if it's close to the 2024 election for president, which is 2 years from now. Well, the fact is that means that presumably he'll vote for whoever Biden nominates this spring, but then it'll still only be a 6-3 Republican majority anyway. And the only reason it is because Amy Comey Barrett was confirmed by Moscow Mitch after Trump lost the election. Amy Comey Barrett was nominated quick. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died just before the election, and they got together in the lame duck period and rammed through a Supreme Court nominee in lightning speed. And this clown Manchin is saying, not only wouldn't he do that for Biden, he won't even vote to confirm another Biden appointment if it's close to the 2024 election. That's just plain wrong. I mean, look, this guy says he's a Democrat. You know, even if he voted to confirm a second Biden nominee, and I have no idea who that would be, because the rest of them look healthy. You don't wish evil on anybody. But if something happened, somebody passed away, absolutely Biden's going to try to put through another Supreme Court nominee. Absolutely. That's how it works. That's how it works. That's Moscow Mitch did it in a scandalous fashion. He held up Merrick Garland for a year. Said that was too close. That's baloney. That wasn't the issue. The issue was they hoped that they would take back the presidency and then, or hold on, I should say, to the presidency. And then he would or take it back, and then he would be able to sneak his own guy in. That's what he did. He held up Merrick Garland for a year. For a year. And it paid off. Trump did get in. And then he rams through Amy Comey Barrett in 2 weeks in the lame duck period. And Manchin's going, no, I think that was wrong. And so I'm going to do it to Barrett. I mean, look, guy, in other words, they stick it to the Democratic Party and the people of this country, because in the long run, what you got is this Supreme Court. And you are not willing to vote if it's even close to 2024 for Biden nominee. That's just plain wrong. That's just plain wrong. Now, here is the dilemma. Here is the dilemma. Manchin is unreliable. I suspect he's doing it, and this is tactical. This is tactical, but I suspect he's doing it because he's going to vote for Biden's nominee now, and he's going to get blowback from conservatives in West Virginia if he votes for anybody who's a Democrat. So he's trying to hedge his bets by going, okay, but I wouldn't do that in the future. And then somehow he thinks he's going to sneak off on this thing. Well, that's not going to be good enough for them. They're never going to like him. The second thing, though, is this. He probably thinks Biden's not going to get another nominee before 2024. Because on the Democratic side, the rest of them, you know, they're not ancient. I mean, they look, you know, they're not long of tooth. And then on the Republican side, these Supreme Court justices have a cushy life. A lot of them live to be 80 or 90, 85 or 90. And they'll hang around. And I don't see anybody on the horizon who's retiring or in bad health. So it may be that what Manchin's saying is some kind of sop to right-wingers in the state to lay off him. And then he'll be able to vote for a Biden nominee now. Maybe that's what he's thinking of. But the way it comes across, and I may be very generous to him. I may be very generous and just saying, you know, well, that's what I'm assuming he's doing, and give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, but the truth is, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he flat out won't do it, even if the opportunity does come up, even if there are two nominations back in just before 2024. So I don't know. The jury is out. We won't know. Probably nothing will come of this. Probably nothing will come of this. Probably what's going to happen is that all the rest of the Supreme Court justices will be fine and physically, and none of them are so old that they're going to step down. And then he never has to back this up. And he got a little cheap message out to some folks in West Virginia. Maybe that's what's going on. But on the other hand, if push comes to shove and the opportunity comes up, now he's backed himself into a corner and we only have 50 votes. If he votes against the Democratic Supreme Court nominee, then we have 49 votes. The Republicans have 51, and they will maintain the Supreme Court for the next 30 years. I mean, they're putting on young people. And these people are very healthy, and they're going to be around, God bless them, but, you know, for 20, 30 more years. Forming policy in this country is one of the three branches of government with the ability to override the other branches, saying things are unconstitutional, plucking it right out of thin air. Plucking it right out of thin air. Half the time overruling decisions like Citizens United that were 100 years old and passed on by several Supreme Courts and several Congresses. And these clowns go, ah, well, they weren't sharp enough. They didn't really see the deal. Here's what the deal is. And the deal is the Republican Party gets benefited. That's the deal. So very disappointing to see this in Manchin. Very disappointing. He's trying to send some sort of weak reelection signal. He's sort of desperate. But I didn't like to see that, and I don't trust anything he says about voting as a normal Democrat on anything. The only good thing is he votes for Schumer as majority leader rather than Moscow Mitch, so we still have the Senate organization. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.